Well, guess what I'm talking about tonight? Somebody say unity. We've been talking about this for a while, but I've got so much more that I want to say. So we'll just talk until our time runs out, and then we'll say whatever I haven't said. We'll save that for next week. How does that sound? And if I still got more to say, then we'll save it for next week. Amen. You said, Pastor, but you've been already talking for about unity for 3 or 4 weeks already. Man. Unity is such a critical subject. Here's why. Because the Bible says when we have it, that how many like to come in and receive from God? Yeah. Amen. How many would like it if I said, okay, we'll play that game. You're like, you know, we'll start with Rebecca. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. We'll just go and we'll say all the ones are going to receive from God today. But all the twos aren't going to receive from God today. How many were like, I want to be a one? Right? Here's what the Bible says. That if we, here's why it's so important. And how many know this stuff doesn't come automatic? Hello? How many know there's the kingdom of God is not automatic. It is a manual transmission. It takes effort. It takes work. That's why the Bible says, wide is the way that leads to destruction. Because most people are just lazy. Listen to me. And many people who even have come into the kingdom of God, or they have raised their hand and prayed a sinner's prayer, but they never develop. They never have a real relationship with God. Here's why. Because they thought, listen, you know, I'll see men and they'll see, you know, I've done a lot of marriages, a lot of weddings. And I'll see men and they'll look at their bride and they'll just get all emotional and they're just so excited. And she'll come down the aisle and they're standing right next to me and I can see them and they're so elated and they're so happy and they kiss the bride. You know what? You may kiss your bride, and they get so excited and they kiss their bride and they think, yay, I won the lottery. Watch it, Pastor, where you go from here. Watch it. Well, I get that. You know what? And how many men would say, absolutely, when we married our wives, we won the lottery. I don't know about you. I feel like, you know what? Okay. But, and we understand that. But here's the problem. The problem is the understanding of, wow, I get to check that off my list. No. When you married your wife, when you said I do, that was the beginning. Amen? Amen. The beginning of what? The beginning of the rest of your life. The beginning of your commitment to your wife. We have this same kind of, and listen, and the pastors aren't wrong in doing this. The pastors aren't wrong in saying, with every head bowed and every eyes closed, if you'd like to accept Jesus, you know what I mean? I heard somebody on the radio today, and they were kind of like ripping on the sinner's prayer like it's, you know, it's not even biblical. Ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. Well, yes, the sinner's prayer isn't in the Bible, but all the sinner's prayer is just asking people, make a decision. There's nothing wrong with that. That is absolutely biblical to say, make a decision. And it is just a way to help people come into the kingdom of God. It's a wonderful thing. I do it, and I encourage other pastors to do it. It's a wonderful thing. The problem is when we think, we raise up our hands and we bow our head and we say, yes, in the name of Jesus, I accept you as my Lord. I want you in my heart and in my life. You know what? And the concept to think you check it off your list. Wow, I'm done. I did that. Move on to the next thing. No, that's not the end. It's the beginning. Does that make sense? And it is a beginning of a relationship that is going to take you effort. There's so many people who think it's a that when they come to the kingdom of God, they bought some kind of lottery ticket. No, you got married to Jesus. That's what it is. And so now you have a relationship with him. That take, how many know any relationship? Even with somebody who's perfect, it takes effort. Amen? It takes effort. And God is unapologetically saying, you know what? I want you to love me. I want you to serve me. I want you to, listen, I gave everything for you. I want you to give everything for me. You know what that is? I'm just telling you. That is Christianity 101. Everything else is a perversion of the gospel. Remember, Paul writes and he says, you know what? He talks about perversion of the gospel. This thought of I come into the family of God and I give God some things and some things I don't give God is a perversion of the gospel. God wants everything. And we understand, we don't, you know what, you're not going to have a perfect marriage right away. It takes work and it takes energy and it takes effort. But please understand, it's one of the reasons why so many people come into the kingdom of God. And they are, and they, you know what, and by, you know what, they come in the kingdom of God by junior high, by high school, they're out of the kingdom of God. You know what, they come in the kingdom of God in high school, they're out of the kingdom by college. They come in college, they're out of the kingdom of God. There's so many people. Listen, if just in a 5-mile radius, if all the people came to Wednesday night Bible study who once came to church, who once served God, this place would be packed, 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 packed. Well, what happened? They didn't understand. You know what? They thought it was just this, you know what? Yay, I won the lottery. I don't have to do anything. God doesn't say to you, you don't have to do anything. He says to you, I gave you my life. I want your life. Here's the good news, and it is good news. That life is the best life. The Bible says a selfish life is an awful life. Amen. You know what, I've heard somebody say, you know what, for most people, the dash means nothing. What's the dash? The dash is when you go to Rose Hills and you see, you know what, born in, you know what, 1962, you know what, died, you know, 2018. And the dash means nothing. Because they don't do anything between the dash. But somebody who gives their life to Christ. Christ says, I want you to go here. I want you to go there. I want you to, you know what, when Tamara and I first came here, you know what? And she was upset when they selected me because she knew it's going to cost a lot. At least she knew. Right? She wasn't fooling herself. She knew it's going to cost a lot. We're going to have to give up our business. We're going to have to lay it down for Christ. Not that we weren't laying it down for Christ, but to the degree we knew it was going to be more of a lay down than we've ever experienced before. And she knew it. And she was crying because her flesh was crying. But she knew. And let me tell you about my wife. My wife laid it down like nobody I've ever seen lay it down. Amen? Amen. And but let me tell you what, that was the most exciting time in our life. And it hasn't stopped since that time. You know, you wanna have a good life, start laying it down. Start being sensitive to do what the Holy Spirit asks you to do, no matter what he asks you to do. Amen. See, not a qualifier. Get the qualifier out. That's what the Bible says when it says, lean not unto your own understanding. What's the qualifier? The qualifier is, well, let me calculate it first. No, what's better is just say, I'm going to do whatever God says. Amen? Yeah. Period. Why? Because you know whatever he says is going to be a good thing. Is this making sense to anybody already? Okay, so I'm just asking. So understand, a Christian life isn't a automatic life. It's where you have to engage. You have to make a decision. And one of the decisions you have to make is that you are going to be in love with me. Oh, this is good preaching. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Yeah, but Pastor, I don't like your haircut. I don't like that shirt you got on. I don't like your jeans. What the heck? What do you think, you can wear flip-flops, you know, to Wednesday? Where do you come up with that? Where do you come up with flip-flops on Wednesday? Where do you come up with that? Listen, if you know what? Okay, whatever. But you got to love me. Amen. Flip-flops and all. Amen. Silliness and all. How many know I can be silly? Amen. How many remember the other Sunday when I was running around acting like I had to do everything? Pastor, will you come up? Do that? No, I ain't going to do that again. If you missed it, you missed it. Amen. Here's all I'm saying. You know what? Why do you do that? Because, you know what? I like to illustrate some stuff. I like to illustrate. How many know that was silly? It was very silly. Pastor, I should not be running around doing all that stuff. But that was a good illustration. You mean, how many know laughter does good like a medicine? You know what? I like a church that laughs. Amen. I don't like pastors get all uptight. You know what I mean? And everybody's got their style. Amen. I don't rip on somebody who's, you know, somebody's a little bit more gray poupon-ish than me. That's all right. That's their style. But that's not my style. Yeah, but no. You know what? Are you called here? How many would raise your hand and say, I'm called here? Okay, then you got to love me. Amen. Yeah, but I don't like, tough. Amen. Amen. Right? And guess what? You know what? Maybe I don't like your haircut either. Amen. Just joking. I'm just joking. Don't get upset. Don't get all in my face. You don't like my haircut? Okay. Okay. It's not, listen. Here's what I'm saying. We have got to, listen, before we get here, we have got to decide to love each other. Amen? You know what? And if I'm back there chopping the tomatoes, you know what? I'm chopping them some certain way. You know what? And you tell me to chop them another way. You know what? And you're over me? Nope. Pastor, nobody's over me. Where do you get that? Amen? We come up with some silly stuff. Amen? Or Pastor Tamara asked you to do something. Ooh, we got real quiet here in the house. All of a sudden. Quiet in the house. You know what? Pastor Tamara asked you to do something. Do it. Amen? I asked you to do something. Do it. Amen? You know, but watch that. You should say that. You know what I mean? See, that comes. I'm smiling still, right? Okay. You know where that comes from? That comes from your stinking thinking that you've got in the world. Amen. You know, goofball, you know what? Roommates and goofball family members and goofball employees who, watch that, teach you to walk in rebellion is okay. It's not okay. Amen. Now listen, if your boss is asking you to do something unethical, then that's a different subject. You know, if Tamara's asking you, hey man, go to 7-Eleven and steal me a Slurpee, you know what I mean? Okay, listen, you can tell her no, amen. You can say, I'll buy you a Slurpee, but I ain't stealing you a Slurpee. How many know Pastor Tamara's never going to tell you that? How many know never? She will never tell you that. But she might tell you to do something. She might go in the kitchen and tell you to do. How many know Pastor Tamara is a detailed person? How many know she's a person of excellence? Amen. She might tell you, we ain't going to do that. That's not how we do it. Amen. I mean, you should have been, you know, under Pastor Bradford, man. That you talk about tough. He was tough. But I knew how much he loved us. I knew how much he loved us. And this needs, here, I do have a point. This is just my introduction, but it's a good introduction. Because I want to connect the dots. See, remember what we started? One, two. 1, 2, 1, 2. You know what? All the ones are going to feel the anointing of God. Be blessed. All the twos are not. What is that church? Here's what kind of church is. That's a church that isn't walking in unity. And you're going to make a decision. And listen here. Listen very carefully. You've got to make a decision to walk in unity. You know what? When you're driving into church. Amen? And that's a decision that you have to make over and over and over and over again. Let me tell you about this church. This church, one of the reasons why when I get cards back, somebody new comes, we send them something in the mail, just like I said. You haven't heard this a couple thousand times. We're going to send you something in the mail telling you about our church. But what we're also going to send you in the mail is a self-stamped, self-addressed stamped envelope, postcard. And on the back, it asks some questions. It asks, what did you notice first about the church? What did you like most about the church? What did you like least about the church? And do you have any comments? You know what the number one comment is as far as what they liked best about the church? Okay. Now get ready to go. No. Are you ready? I set you up. I told you, come on, help me out here. What are you supposed to say? Aww. No, you're supposed to go, oh, no way. Everybody go, no way. Okay, do it a little bit more. Try it again.
No way.
Okay. You know what is not number one thing on that list, what they like best? It's not the preaching. I'm just telling you. I know. Here. You know what is the number one thing that they say? The friendly people in our church. Now, let me tell you what. Preaching is number two. Somebody say amen to that. Okay. I'm just joking. There is no number two, so I don't know what it is. But here is the truth. Here's the truth. That doesn't offend me any at all. Because here's what I know. First of all, I know the word is the word. It's going to be taught here, and the word is good. Amen? So I know that. But here's what I know. I know the main thing I want people to say is, man, I felt loved at your church. I've been to churches, and Pastor Bradford did a great job because he taught honor, and through honor is unity. So we had a lot of love. A lot of not any. The Bible says where strife exists, every evil work exists. You are, listen, when you, let me just illustrate. When you talk, how does strife mainly come out? You know what? It mainly comes out with complaining. Well, I just think they should, you know what I mean? When you will open up yourself to that kind of garbage, let me just tell you what, we're just like, Satan, come on in, yeah, come on in, like, yeah, that's what strife does. The Bible says, it opens up the door to the demonic in our lives. But where unity exists, you know what, the Bible says that the anointing comes, and here's where it comes, it comes upon every single person in the church. Every single one. From the head to the beard to every single part. See, that's why we have to be preconceived, before we ever get there, make a decision. How many, your attitude is everything. And these things have got to be decided beforehand. Amen? Why? Because you're going to get in the kitchen and you're going to have a slice. You know what? Listen, if you watch how I slice a tomato, you know what? And I slice it not all the way through, but I slice it like it's a romaine tomato, because that's Roma tomato. And that's the only one, you know, tomatoes that I know how to cut. So anyway, but why? Because that's when the pizza place, that's where you know what, that I slice tomatoes. And my wife has those kind of tomatoes, so that's what I always get. And I slice it like here, like here, like here, not all the way through, and then I turn it like that, and then I go here, 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 and then I turn it on the side, and I go, chip, 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 and it's all perfect. Amen? Amen? So why do you do that? Because, I don't know, because when I was at Stuffed Pizza, you know what? 12 years ago, you know what? When I was a teenager, okay, anyway, moving on. You know what? I didn't know how to cut a tomato. You know what I mean? That's how they taught me to cut a tomato. Okay. What's the point? The point is, how many know you can cut a tomato probably 38 different ways? Okay. And so, you know what? If I am in the kitchen ministry, and if here you are the tomato cutter, I'm going to cut a tomato that way. Amen. Unless somebody else who's placed over me says, I don't want those. We're doing tomatoes like this because I want them to go like that and I want it that way. Now, see, everybody say preconceived notion. Preconceived. I don't go, thouest, don't you knowest how to cut a tomato? See, but how many know we get crazy ridiculous? Come on, somebody. No, you know what I mean? Yeah, but here's that. Yeah, but they didn't say please, pretty please, with sugar on top. You know what the Bible says? Listen, how many know I'm a nice guy? Amen? I'll give you another shot. How many know I'm a nice guy? You know what? Tom, do I say please and thank you? I'm asking. All the time. Why? Because that's, you know what, why? Because the Bible says, listen, if you're not kind, get kind. Amen. Amen. I know that's strong. If I'm serious, be kind. You know, hey, wives, I'm going to talk to you wives. Be kind. What do you mean by that, Pastor? Beeth thou kind. To who? To everyone. Amen. Amen. Yeah, my husband didn't empty the trash. He's supposed to on Thursday, and now it's over. Hey, here's a deep revelation. Sowest thou what? Amen. Who cares? How many know there's way more things important? Yeah. How many know being kind to your spouse is more important than overrunning trash? Amen. Yeah. Come on, somebody. Yeah, but he don't care. He don't care. He don't. Shutteth thou uppeth. See, sometimes you just got to be kind. Amen. Amen. Here, well, why did he do that? Here. This is deep. Are you ready? Are you ready? Ready? Are you ready? Because he forgot.
Wow. Again.
I didn't say again. He said again. Hey, man, let me teach you something, man. Listen, this stuff, you know what? Let me teach you men something. You know what? A short pencil is better than a long memory. Amen. I'm serious. Guys, you know what? You're not. How many? This sounds like a marriage counseling. No, I'm just teaching you something. How many of you would say your wife is more detailed than you are?
Oh, yeah, detailed.
See? And it can be the other way around. But many times, wives are more detailed than husbands. So what do? Do you just go, she ought to, didn't she hear pastor? So what? So what? No, man. It's not a so what. You know what? Get a short pencil. Get these little things. They sell them over at Rite Aid. They're little pads. You know what I mean? And if you forget, why? Because, listen, you're communicating to her. Amen? Amen? So, you know what? Communicate to her that's important. I remember when, praise God, we're going to get to my notes some Wednesday. I promise. Can I tell you, I'm just telling, can I tell you what happens? This is the truth. This unity thing is so in my heart that it just bubbles out of my spirit. I pastored a church, this church. You know what? And let me tell you about this church. In this location, probably none of you were here. But this church in this location came this close to selling their property to, I don't know who, 7-Eleven or another church. But you know what? I knew one of my good friends. Remind me, I'm going back to the husband-wife thing, okay? Remind me, because I don't want to forget. But I want to tell this story. One of my best friends in Whittier, he pastored Whittier. Well, what church is that? This is none of your business. But he pastored a church in Whittier. And that church, and you know what? And I met with him, and I met with me, him, and this other leader met. And we were transitioning in our church leadership. He was a young new pastor, had taken over, had become pastor of that church about the same time, and we were being mentored by this senior pastor. And you know what? And that church, you know what, sold their property and sold it to another church. Listen to me before you go, oh, I say, and to God be the glory. Why? Here's why. Because, you know what? The leadership of that church, the church would not walk in unity. They'd rather fight about carpet or where the flags were or whether we have Doritos or Fritos. Listen, I don't care. Listen, I will not argue with you. You know, oh, we should have Puffs. No, we should have, what are the other ones? Crunchy. We should have, you know, listen. Stop it. We're not going to argue with that. And listen, if you will argue with me on those kind of things, I love you. I will get in your face and say, hey, knock it off. What kind of foolishness is this? Whether, you know, ooh, she should have got Cheetos. I want Doritos. Why don't we have Fritos? No, it doesn't make any difference, guys. This is foolishness. And you know what? And when churches will not lay this stuff down, when churches will continue to gossip about leadership, you know what? And how they should have done this, they should have done. Listen to me, somebody. Somebody listen to me. Don't ever, ever, ever do that. Why? Because you're teaching your kids to be religious. You're teaching your kids to be religious. It is gross. And you'll trip out how, because let me tell you what. If you're self-righteous, guess what? Your kids are going to be more self-righteous than you are. It's what the Bible says. Those Jewish self-righteous people, the Bible said that those who are being trained by them are worse than they are. It is true. And it's gross. And that church sold. And praise God, another church came in that, you know what, we're walking in love and walking in unity, and that church is flourishing now. Amen. Short pencil, men. Better than a long memory. Don't just blow it off and say, you know what? Pastor said you ought to be nice even if I forget my milk, even if I forget the milk. You know what I always tell my wife? I always tell my wife this. You know what? She'll say, you know what, Drew, you know, boom, boom, boom. Or I even tell Vegas the same thing. You know what I mean? Because there's important things. They'll say, hey, you know what, Drew, do this and this and this and that and whatever. It's important. I'll say, oh, yeah, you're right. Text that to me. Yeah. Somebody say, Pastor, smart guy. Amen. Yeah. Boom. You know what? Use what we have. Boom. I don't. This is important. Listen, man. These things are important to your wives. So let it be important to you. Men, you receive that? Yes. All right, wives, don't make a big thing out of a little thing. I mean, all of a sudden it's like, amen. Self, listen, Make a decision before you ever come in. Make a decision. Okay? And when does that stuff happen? Here's where it happens. When you become part of a team. You want to become an usher? I need ushers. You want to become an usher? You know what? First of all, you have to sit and serve. You got to come to two services if you want to become an usher. Amen? Well, I don't think that. Can we have a coaching moment right now? Who came up with that? This is deep. Are you ready? I did. Why'd you come up with that? Here's why. Because one day, who was that who did that? It's none of your business, and don't worry about it. Amen. But one day, when on the worship service, you know what? Somebody came on in, and they were looking for a seat. And I mean, I see a lot of stuff. How many know everything's important to me? You know what I mean? I see a lot of stuff. And they came in, and they were looking for a seat. Well, there was usher right in the back. What were they doing? You know what? They were worshiping God. Oh, exalt the Lord our God. Exalt the Lord our God. You know, this song is a great song. And worship at his footstool. Worship at his footstool. But not now. That's not how the ending goes, but I changed the ending. Why? Because, you know what? Now's not your time to worship. That's why ushers need to sit and serve. So when they are serving, they are serving. Listen, ushers, listen to me. I know we've gone over this again, but let me go over it again, ushers. When you are serving, I don't want you to worship. I don't want you to listen to a word I say. All I want you to do is serve the people that are coming in. Be conscious of everything. You know what? Be conscious of what you should just be scanning, just seeing. You know what? How do I orchestrate? How can I orchestrate this where pastor, it just flows and there's no, you know what? If somebody, you know, that door opens up, boom, I opened up the door for them. Why? So it wouldn't be soundy. So there's no, this service is not for me. I am serving in this service. Pastor, that's not very kind. Oh, it is. That's why I want you to sit and serve. I want you, ushers, I want you to come into service. And I want you to listen to every word I say. I want you to get your notepads out. I want you to get your pens out. I want you to get your iPads out. I want you to take notes. I want you to worship God. I want you to not pay attention to nobody except God and Jesus. Amen. Well, who, you know what? Who came up with that? I came up with that. Amen. I. Why? Because that's important. But when you're part of a team, you have to allow yourself to be directed by the team captain. Amen. I probably told you the story. It's one of my favorite stories. You know what? How many know who Bill Walton is? The most recruited high school player into college. He went to UCLA. Who was his coach? John Wooden. Okay. And John Wooden's freshman, most recruited. They already knew, you know what? I mean, this guy was the bomb basketball player compared to everybody else. And he comes out as a freshman. And back in the day, he had those big socks, remember? You know, nobody will admit these. Remember those cool socks? You'd put on and put them way up here. And they had stripes, a red or a blue stripes. You'd walk around thinking you were all that in a bag of chips. Well, that's what he did. And he came in. And what was the problem? John Wooden didn't want no stripes. He said, I want you to wear white socks. And he had already told them that. So what did he do? He told Bill Walton, hey, turn around, go back to your, the locker and put on the socks that I told you to wear. And Bill Walton, who could have gone to any college, could have quit right there and any college coach would have taken him. You know what? He walked out. Bill Walton or Coach Wooden told them, oh, one more thing. If you're not back in 5 minutes, you're off the team for good. And I won't accept you back. I won't accept you back tomorrow. You know, it's so interesting because we are, guys, we are just, and let me tell you about church. Can I tell somebody about church? This kind of preaching is not heard in church. You know why? Because, but you can find it in the Bible. Remember when let me just tell what happened. Jesus started in his ministry, he started saying some harder and harder and harder things. And as it was getting harder, he said something and it was so hard, people just said, man, I don't even get this. I'm off. I'm out. I'm out of here. Can I tell you what? That's what many times that's what happens in the church. And so what the pastor does is the pastor tries to tiptoe through the tulips and tries to make sure, I don't want to hurt this person's feeling. 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 I don't want to hurt your feeling or your feeling or your feeling or your feeling. Can I tell you what? Remember when Jesus got up and here's what they said, and he started speaking, and here's what they said. They said, no one speaks with the authority that he speaks in. Do you remember this? Can I teach you a little history? Can I teach you what was happening? Here's what was happening. In Judaism, they had all these rabbis. And one rabbi would say this, and one rabbi would say this, and one rabbi would say this, and one rabbi would say this. And over the years, and here's what happened in Judaism. In Judaism, they had this philosophy, and the philosophy was to not say anything different than anybody before them said. So here's what happened. The rabbis would get up to speak, and they just would be so, I don't want to offend, 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 I don't want to offend. And listen, and how many know the truth is the truth? See, good teaching tells you the truth because the truth is going to set you free. Amen? Amen? And so what's happened in the body of Christ, and the Bible says love is not easily offended, but what's happened is in our, oh, how many are still glad you came today? Amen. In, I'm just asking, in our, can I be real with you? Yeah. In our 2018 civilization in America is so centered. The Bible says in the last days, men will become lovers of self rather than lovers of God. It's all about me. It's all about me. It's all about me. And we put our heart on our sleeve, and we just dare you to knock it off. You know what? Because I'm going to be offended. 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 And you better not say anything or I will go to another church. Amen. I'm telling you straight up, that's what's going on in our society. And they walk out and they're offended. Well, let me tell you what. Tamara and I just love you too much to deal with that kind of shenanigans. Amen. And let me warn you, you walk out. You know what? And let me tell you what happened. And you'll walk into a church where you're not called to. And with that same mentality, and of course, two things are going to happen. Either that pastor won't ever say anything to offend you, and you will be offended because you'll say, man, I don't get fed in this church. Well, no, duh. If the pastor never says anything, you're never going to get fed. Or you'll keep that mentality and only be at a time. Listen, I know people like this. And they're here for 2 years and they get offended because we talk about, you know what, giving at this church. No, duh. What do you think? How in the world are you supposed to pastor church and not talk about being generous? I mean, come on, somebody. This is craziness. Amen. This is craziness. How in the world are you supposed to pastor church and not talk about being selfish or being generous?
Jesus says, if you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. That's what the Bible says. And you got to teach people this. You know what? So boom, they leave. You know what? And the same mentality, boom. And of course, at times, they'll be offended. And they're going to go to another church. And they're going to be offended. And they go to another church. And they're going to be offended. And after about four churches, they're going to be so disillusioned. I've seen this so many people. I can name names. I'm not going to. But I can name names. You know what? And 8 years later, they've gone to four churches. And you know what? And they're spiritually reversed from anything that they had. I'm telling you, it happens all the time. Our neighborhoods are filled with these people. Why? Because. And they were ushers. And you know what? And what do we got a whole list. You want to become an usher? I got a list for you. You know what? Here's one. When you become an usher, you can't, I want to wear pink today. I want to wear orange today. I want to wear green today. No, when you're an usher, guess what? You're going to wear whatever, you know what, color that Mark says. Amen. Whatever color. I don't know whatever color he says. You know what? You know what? And why? Why? Because, and listen, it's not about that. You're gonna wear, I don't want to wear a vest. I don't want to wear a vest. Okay, praise the Lord. Then you don't have to be an usher. Amen. What kind of tenacity is that? You know what it is? Here's what it is. It's understanding that we're an army. And we need to understand that these things are not complicated things. They're simple things. Amen? And if you're part of the worship team, there's going to be some things I'm going to ask you to do the worship team. And if you're part of the kitchen team, there's going to be things that I'll ask you to do the kitchen team. Amen? We got nachos. Do we got nachos tonight? Yeah. We got nachos tonight. We're going to start selling stuff, food on Wednesday. You know what? But it's going to be through the kitchen. Amen? So I want everybody buying nachos today. Amen? I said I want everybody buying nachos tonight. Amen? Oh, I'm not hungry. Oh, trust me. Buy some nachos anyway. Take them home. In about 3 hours, you're going to be happy because you don't want to say, ooh. You know, ooh. Where are you going? You're going to be smiling. You're going to be going to the kitchen. Oh, pastor told me to buy those nachos. I'm a smart person. You're going to be happy. You're going to thank me. Amen. Hello? And our food is better and it's cheaper. Amen. It's good. I digress. That's not my point. Here's my point. There's something really healthy about saying, you know what? I'm going to recognize somebody's authority over me. You know what? You know. You want to be good at you. There is no good chief. You know who the best leaders are? You want to know who the best leaders are? Good followers. I'll show you a good leader is a good follower. I'm telling you, some of the best leaders I know are totally submitted to somebody over them. I'm totally. Listen, I know this is not the easiest message. Here, let me make it easier for you. How many recognize you're smarter than your children? How many recognize? Let's go there again. No, I'm asking. How many? How many recognize you are smart? I'm not talking about it. You just know. You just come on. Y'all trying to be humble. How many recognize you're smarter than you, or your grandkids? Come on, okay. I'll say it an easier way for you. How many recognize your kids still need some help? Okay. And how many recognize when your kids? How many have had kids? Oh, yeah. This is for everybody, so don't you know? But how many have had kids, and they have suffered? You know what, needlessly, and all they should have done is just done what you told them to do. Okay, we are okay, right? Let's keep our hands up on this one, okay? Keep your hands up because I want to speak to you. Can I tell you what? Okay, you're the kid. wait, what happened? What happened there? What just happened? How did he do that? Okay.
So, and the Bible says that God puts people over you. See, for most of us verbally, we'd have no problem saying, you will submit to God. But you know what? Watch this. I'll submit to God, but my boss is an idiot. Well, he might be, but he is your boss. Listen, in the grocery store, I was under a lot of buffoonish managers. But guys, who cares? I don't care whether we put the chips here or put the chips there or here or there. I don't care. You want the chocolate middle here? You want it on the fourth level or the third level or the second level? You want it in the bottom? How many know this doesn't make any difference to me? You want me to put the pallet over there or over here? You want me to work the eggs first? Guys, that's all life is. It's just simply, you know what, living. And here's what the Bible says. When you will put yourself under that authority, all of a sudden just things change. Because here's what the Bible says. The Bible says God is the one who put those people over you. Here's what the Bible says. And when you don't submit to those people, you're not submitting to God. Because he's the one who put those people over you. Amen? Yeah, but what if they're ungodly? All right, as long as they're not asking you to do anything unethical, right? I mean, there is a place where people who are placed in authority, Paul says, you know what, the apostles say, you know what, when they're told them to stop talking about Jesus, you know what, he said, well, should we obey man or God? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what level should go the chocolate milk. Most things in your business, in your workplace, that's what it's about. But we learn this out there, and then we carry it in here. And it becomes about chopping tomatoes. And I'm here to say, you know what? You are too important. 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 And all these other people that are coming in. I don't want to play eeny, meeny, miny, moe. And here's the sad thing. It's not eeny, meeny, miny, moe. It's no, 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 no. No anointing, no anointing, no anointing, no anointing. Why? Here's why. Because how many know what grieves the spirit as much as anything? People walking in pride. That's what it is. It's pride. I'm going to do the tomatoes this way. And the Holy Spirit says, you know what? It's not going to be eeny, meeny, miny, moe. It's just no, 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 no. I'm just out of here. And you guys are on your own. Trust me, you don't need my preaching or my singing or any of these. Oh, God help us if we start functioning just on our abilities. Because now we're having to work something up. We don't need that. We need an anointed church. We need the presence of God in this place. And I can bring my part. But the Bible says that the church grows as each part does its share. Well, one of the biggest shares that you bring is you just deciding that you're going to be cooperative. Oh my goodness, I'm out of time. I'm not out of message, but I'm out of time. Amen. How many know what we're going to talk about next Wednesday? We're going to talk about unity. How many feel slapped around a little bit by the Holy Spirit? How many recognize God is loving us? And you know what he's doing? And he's preparing us for what we need to do. Some of you aren't part of any team, and you need to be part of a team. Some of you are part of a team, but there's too much you in, yeah, what do they say? There's no you in team, amen. Oh, there's no I in team. Is there a you in team? There's no you in team either. No you, there's no I. Okay. There's no O. Yeah, you're silly. All right. Let's stop. Father, we thank you. May we may the word of God wash our minds. May it wash us of just the wrong kind of, just the kind of selfishness that we might have brought from an old thinking. Help us, God. We just thank you for such a awesome church. And may each part bring its share. May we bring our share of love and unity and team and just a cooperative spirit in whatever part of team we are, whether we're an usher or worship or in the kitchen or in the nursery or in the sound, whatever it is, Father, help us just to understand that people are way more important than the way the tomatoes are going to get chopped. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Amen.